Support for today's broadcast comes from ADM. Their FarmerView mobile site features up-to-date futures, weather, market commentary, and local bids, and offers ADM customers access to contracts, deliveries, and payments. Available at adm.com/farmerview.
Good Tuesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's see how futures are trading. Hard red December wheat is 764.5, up 3.25. March, 763.5, up 3. Soft December wheat, 701.75, up 2. March, 711.5, up 1.75. December corn, 439.5, down 4.5. July, 467.75, down 4.25. November soybeans, 1295.5, down 7.75. July, 1252.5, down 8. December soybean meal, 411.90, now 80, down 390. December soybean oil, 41.71, up 7. October live cattle, 130.70, up 57.5. October feeder cattle, 165.60, down 22.5. December lean hogs, 88.62.5. And they're up 115. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He is in Newmarket, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Well, good morning, Dave.
Corn seeing some hedge pressure today?
Well, I think, you know, we're back in the field doing corn pretty heavily. We had the ratings come out last night a little better than what everybody was looking for. And along with that, that sort of gets everybody's ideas along the lines of maybe a little better yield, you know, when the government does finally come with their report on November 8th that way. So that, along with just the forecast for a little better weather for harvest and not quite as far along, puts a little pressure on the corn.
Well, the harvested acres number on that November report is going to be huge.
The impact of that number is going to be it's going to be devastating to somebody. Whether it's big or low. So, you know, where is it going to come in? That is the big, big question mark. And I think that's where you're seeing some of the guys just say, hey, with this yield improving and everything along the way, maybe we'll step to the sidelines.
So are we seeing that corn moving essentially sideways is more of a marking action technical picture than putting in a constructive bottom at this point?
Oh, I think that's very much so, because harvested acreage number is going to be just as important as what the yield's been doing, Dave.
Turn your attention to soybeans. Are we putting in a bottom in the soybean market?
Boy, that is a hard one to talk about and think about here. You know, we've got so many things going on. Number one, the ratings went up, which tells us that we think the beans are doing a little better over the last couple weeks. You know, we're 63% harvested, so we're past halfway. And a lot of times past halfway when we put a bottom in, you know, we start to see the bottom get to be set. But yet we've still got the same problems that we do with the corn. We don't know what the harvested acre is going to be, and we don't know when the business is going to turn to South America as we see them get a little further along and planted and see them come back in. But for right now, we've seen some very aggressive Chinese buying, and it's sure been good for the market.
Well, then given all of you've said and given what you think harvested acres may be, what kind of trading range do you think we might see soybeans in on the balance of the year?
On the balance of the year here, we're depending on, like I say, how we can go here, we can set back to 1250 probably, and we probably can go to 1330 to 1350, probably like that. So we're sort of in the middle of the trading range that we look for to finish out the year.
So you like 1250 as good, solid support?
Yes, today that would be my estimation.
What about the wheat market? The wheat market's, I know we don't talk wheat every day. If we did, we would be saying, wow.
You know, the wheat market, we took some away yesterday that we'd put on Friday with the exaggeration of the Argentine's numbers. We took it off earlier today. Now we put back on about 6 cents from our lows. I think the $7 mark is, I think we're going to chop both sides of it for the meantime here, Dave. We're seeing a lot of wheat get planted. We're seeing all things get a little better on the Ukraine. But we continue to see and talk about the demand for good milling wheat.
Does wheat support corn at this point or no?
Wheat has supported corn. We would have probably been down in that 420 bracket had it not been for the wheat at $7.
What do you think about that we got our debt crisis settled, we're moving on, we're moving forward? There was some optimism late in last week. We got a jobs report this morning. There seemed to be optimism in the outside markets regarding that. What are your feelings overall on the outside market?
Well, I mean, of course, we did see more jobs created than thought, or not as many jobs created as thought. We come in at 160 and we were looking for 180. We did see the rate of unemployment go down a little bit. So we seem to see some enthusiasm from that. There's some repercussions that are going to happen and still surface from the government shutdown. You know, I think it's a shame that there wasn't more accomplished during this shutdown and what was going on. But, I mean, there's a lot of hard-fought battles after the first of the year again on the budget, Dave. So it's still a mess in Washington, and we wish somebody would send some common sense and envelope out there.
We did have, if I remember this right, it was only a couple of months ago, we had a 7% target for unemployment for the Fed to begin to, I guess they would consider a tapering action of the support that they had been giving. Now we're at 7.2. Is that tapering action still in play for this year or not?
No, not at all, Dave. You know, with the new appointment and the way things are looking like that, there's no way in the world that they're going to start tapering, especially after the problems caused by the government shutdown and trying to keep things strong into the end of the year. So that won't happen at least till into the 14th.
So the bond will continue through the 14th, so we should expect the dollar to continue low?
The dollar's going to stay under pressure. I mean, let's face it, you know, you didn't exactly exude confidence to the rest of the world with the way that we had to mess around in Washington on the budget, on the debt extension, everything like that. So the bonds are going to continue to stay low.
What are you telling hedgers to do now?
What we're doing here, you know, we've been selling our corn and our beans in here. We have turned around. We're moving part of our corn that we don't have storage for at home, so we aren't paying commercial storage. And then we are filling up our storage home because if you look at the board, you know, as we look out, that July is at 468. We're at 439 here, so there is carry that way. So we are looking at storing the corn that we have room for at home.
Are you still in favor, or are you in favor of soybean calls?
Soybean calls? Yes, on a limited basis. I don't think you replace everything. I think that a few of those would be okay. We're actually in favor, if you're storing corn, of actually selling some corn calls above the market, saying selling like a $5 call and collecting like 24, 25 cents for it.
This price action that we see, what will it do? I know it's a lot of twists and turns till March, but it's not too early because Informa is already talking about it. What will it do for the planting season next year as people begin to think about their needs for fall in terms of putting applications on acres and such?
Well, I think that it's definitely, I mean, Informa said it. We look at it and we can see it also. I mean, beans become much more favorable in the rotation than corn as compared to how they've been in the past, and we're going to see some bean acres increased. We're going to see some corn acres decrease. And that's what we're looking at. I mean, there's a lot of advisory firms out there now telling us, though, that we should be looking at fertilizer at this point in time, that basically it's got a better chance of going up than it does from going down from these levels. So, you know, but I don't think that people will be fertilizing for corn on as many acres as they might have if it was a year ago as it is today.
Thank you much, Wayne.
Thanks, Dave.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities, and he is in New Market, Indiana. Current tick in the marketplace, December corn, 439.5, down 4.5. July, 468.25, down 3.75. November soybeans, 1296.25, they're down 7. July, 1252.75, down 7.75. December soybean meal is 412.20, down 350. December soybean oil, 41.68, up 4. Hard red December wheat, 7.64, up 2.75. Soft December, 7.02, up 2.25. And December lean hogs are 88.55, up 107.5. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's now 10 o'clock Central Time.